razor sharp. She's a cool, cool black. Moves like a cat. Well, you might not make it back. Here come the AI drones. Here come the autonomous robots. They've been here a long time. And now the Pentagon secret head of operations, Mr. Smith, says they're going to deploy them across America for your safety. You believe me, you. She's a number 13. When the clock strikes midnight. She's gonna turn on the juice boy. And then she'll turn on the power! Have humanity turn on its power that God beams directly to ourselves. Kills the New World Order. That's it. You got the look. That kill, Terry. That kill. She's got looks to kill. She's got looks to kill. All right, let's go back to Chase Geiser. Chase, some of these questions we pretty much already asked. They're already good questions, but how could AI be used to reverse the mass censorship happening across platforms? Let's ask ChatGPT this before we take a break and join a bunch of stations that carry us. It's just a little one-minute break. ChatGPT, how could AI be used to reverse mass censorship happening across platforms? How could AI be used to decentralize power?
What's that?
AI could play a significant role in reversing mass censorship and promoting decentralization across platforms in several key ways. Here's how AI could help address these challenges. One, AI for content moderation, transparency. Decentralized moderation. AI could be used to create decentralized content moderation systems that rely on open source algorithms. These systems would allow communities or users to determine moderation policies collectively rather than relying on centralized platforms. AI tools could assist in making moderation decisions based on...
All right, let's stop there. It's glitching out. So again, this thing only has the power we give it. It shows us everything we've made back at us, and then we marvel at it. You want to reconnect, Chase? Maybe start.
I'm gonna try to reconnect.
Start
right
another
now.
Session with it.
Yep.
Sorry, I was singing some Motley Crue there, but the allegory is clear. I mean, the New World Order's decided we're obsolete and is getting rid of us. They've said that. You all know Harari, the high priest. WF, future's non-human. You'll all be gone by 2047. Only cyborgs. Are we really going to sit back and do this and just, you know, go play golf while our whole future's destroyed? Our ancestors didn't behave like that. So are we really this big of sacks of crap? And they got big plans, folks. Big crises boiling up. Big crises being set up, being prepared. And I just don't want to sit here and take it lying down. And people are like, well, that's work to fight this. It's a lot more work bending over and living on your knees and dying on your knees. And again, I've said this all the time. People think you die on your feet, you live on your knees. No. Yeah, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees, but you get your ass killed or enslaved by living on your knees. You need to stop living on your knees. Stop bowing to these people telling you 2 men can have a baby and we're going to secretly teach your son or daughter they're another sex and hop them up on drugs and then take them away from you and mutilate them. I mean, this is hellish stuff that's going on. And Joe Rogan did a big rant on this. You know, I covered it last week, but it's MSNBC, CNN, New York Times. It's time to get rid of the Constitution. It's bad. I mean, and then replace it with total slavery. I mean, these people are the bad guys. They're the baddies. They're the New World Order. And they decide what credible things are for ChatGPT and everything else. Bollocks. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.